Most of the rally participants were Hmong immigrants, including Tuzhir Zhang of the group Coalition for Community Relations. Zhang traveled from Minnesota to protest the way Van Hollen's office handled the murder of Cha Vang. Vang was murdered in January by a white hunter, James Nichols, after a confrontation in the woods near Marinette. At the rally, Zhang held up a gruesome picture of Vang's body, showing the multiple bullet and stab wounds that killed him.
I was at his funeral. They showed his pictures. I met the wife and the kids. And they still don't know the caliber of this crime. They don't know why their daddy is not coming home anymore. He has five little children. He was excited about starting his new life in America. This could have easily been your brother.
He is my brother.
Yes, we are. He is our brother.
From the past these years, I face these fears, confused by history, scared of the mystery.
Russican Lee is one of two rap artists from Minnesota who came to the rally. He took a page from the late soul singer James Brown, encouraging Hmong immigrants to respond to hate crimes by relying on pride in their heritage.
I don't know what the future brings, and now I'm singing the same song. It's been so long that I've been lost, and this silent echo in my head is so loud. But for the moment, I can honestly say that I'm Hmong, and I'm proud. Come on, let me hear you make some noise. Come on.
James Nichols was convicted of second-degree murder in the death of Cha Vang, but civil rights activists say he should have been charged with a hate crime because he made racist statements about the Hmong when he was arrested for Vang's murder. Activists want prosecutors to demand a maximum of 60 years in prison at a sentencing hearing this week. Kajua Vang of the Madison community group Freedom, Inc. says the state also needs to pay more attention to hate crimes of all kinds.
You know, I work closely in the community, and I can tell you that sometimes they're beaten up and there's like racial slurs, but when we report it to the police, they rarely ever like push it as a hate crime. So I think that we need to do that. People of color in Wisconsin need to have justice from this office.
An FBI report says there were 103 hate crimes committed in Wisconsin last year. Half of them were for violent assaults, but none were for murder. Civil rights leaders from Madison's Latino community also joined the rally. Sal Carranza of the group Lucha said the Hmong are facing some of the same anti-immigrant sentiment that Latinos are. He pledged support for their efforts to enforce hate crime laws.
Our Hmong community has been supporting our brothers and sisters in the Latino community. It's our turn to come and support your community for justice. We need to change and stop the rhetoric. We need to change the hate. It's immoral. It's bigotry, it's un-American. Until we change that, all of us are going to lose.
A spokesman for the Attorney General's office, Kevin St. John, wouldn't comment on the Nichols case, but he says Justice Department staff did meet with Hmong activists to promote understanding of how the state's criminal justice system operates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.